Hey, Miles. This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Tuesday?
Hey, man. Good. How are you?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. So, do you remember speaking with me a while back?
Yeah. I've been dodging a little bit. We've been busy, and we didn't really honestly have money to do it, but we've been meaning to call you. Your basic plan, that was $250, right?
We talked about both. So we talked about the Platinum Package, which is, yes, like the base program. That is at $249 a month. And then we also talked about, that includes the social media ads, though. Okay? And then we also talked about Google Guaranteed, which is the pay-per-lead program, and that's a $250 application fee. So I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
Application fee?
Yeah.
How much is it after that?
The $250 application fee is to, submit your background, submit the license, insurance. The cost per lead, give me one sec. I should have already had it in here, but let me pull it up real fast. Yeah, $68 per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical.
Okay. And is there any fees other than just the lead fee?
No. So remember there's a minimum budget requirement though for 13 leads. That's at $884.
Okay. That's a month, right?
It depends. So it rolls over. If you take on 13 qualified leads where you scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through, yes, it would be $884 the next month to replenish your lead budget. But if you take on, two qualified leads, you're not charged the $884, you're charged 68 times 2. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because it's 68 per qualified lead for Google Guaranteed specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the $250 startup fee or whatever.
So then, how many dollars
does the whole week
be at the beginning?
She's asking how many, what again?
Didn't he just say $880
Yeah, maybe explain that again.
Yeah, 100%. So let's just take it from the top because I know it's been a while. So Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. Remember, you only pay for qualified leads. So if you schedule an estimate or an appointment with the lead, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't really do in your industry, but if you do either of those two things, you're automatically charged for the lead. Anything other than that is considered an unqualified lead. You're not charged for. Okay?
Now, how do they know if we did go out there and stuff?
Oh, so remember, it's screened on the call. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, which means it's a Google guaranteed lead. And it's not your phone number. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. So it's recorded by like an AI, like Google bots, who automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. It's crazy how accurate it is, too. Like, kind of scary.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see that work. Yeah, because Angie's is not fun right now. We're just blowing money and getting no leads. Like I said, we didn't mean to call you, but...
how much would you need right now to do the platinum
package and she's asking how much it would cost to do the that platinum package and the background to get that started right away.
To do Google Guaranteed and the Platinum Package, it would be $249 plus $250 for the application. So that would be out the door today, $499.
Okay.
And then how do you get charged for the leads after that?
What will happen is after we finish your guys' application, which will be sent to you over the phone via text message and via email by me, but once we get that application submitted and we get it approved, you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. when you guys give us the thumbs up on that, that's when the lead budget would be charged.
Okay.
And what is the lead budget?
$884 is the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads.
And
the so 500 plus 884.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So just to break it all down, right? So you have the $250 one-time application fee. That's just to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. And then you guys asked about the Platinum Package too. That's going to be $249 monthly. That includes your website, your social media retargeted ads on Meta, Google front page placement in the map section for 20 keywords, and you have your client dashboard, which is like your tracking and reporting system. So that's a $249 monthly for that Platinum Package. And then Google Guaranteed is the lead program, which you guys would have that minimum budget requirement to turn the leads on.
Okay.
So if we do the whole lead thing, so it would be the regular $250 or $249, whatever, and then every month it replenishes whatever of that $850 that you didn't use?
Yeah, correct. So the lead thing does not have the Google Guaranteed, does not have a monthly budget. Like, it doesn't have a $250 monthly. The $249 monthly is for the Platinum Package, like for the website and the search engine optimization, the social media ads, etc. So with Google Guaranteed, you have a minimum budget allocation of $884, which is for 13 leads. So your lead, but like, let's say you guys do the 13 lead budget and you guys say, hey, turn my leads on, right? That budget's charged. If you guys take on 13 qualified leads that month, where you scheduled an appointment with each lead that came through, then the following month you're charged $884 to replenish the lead budget.
And if we don't, like, let's say we got really, really lucky and got two bath remodels right off the bat, two leads, two bath remodels, that keeps me busy for the whole month.
Mm-hmm. Then you're going to want to pause your leads, and then that $68, you'll only be charged that twice for the two leads you took on, and then you have your lead budget back to $884 once you're ready to turn it back on.
So whatever, that $884 minus that $60 gets replenished.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Where do these leads come from on Google, anyway?
So if you do a search for, like, let's say you have a list of subcategories to turn on, but if you search, like, kitchen remodeling, right, you're going to see at the very, very top of the page, you're going to see the Google Guaranteed section. Like, it'll say Google Guaranteed with a green check mark next to the companies that have their leads on. Okay.
Oh,
and what'll happen is when you click call, right? Like, when you click the call on that, the lead comes through on your phone as LSA lead. Now, it's not pre-screened. It's going to be screened on the call.
Yeah. Okay. So they're literally just seeing it on Google, calling you, almost like you're just a company showing up on Google, but it's a lead.
Exactly. And Google's backing the work. So to get the Google Guaranteed badge, they're saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they were to book your services through Google Guaranteed. So it's just kind of like being a qualified company up there, and it generates you leads. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do? You require reviews, right?
So for Google Guaranteed, the minimum requirement for reviews is 5. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a review request tool. Like, we're going to give you like a little link that you're going to want to send out to, doesn't even matter. It could be friends, family members. Like, we just need 5 reviews on there to be able to activate that Google Guaranteed campaign.
Okay. Anything else, Peach? The business one? Okay. And the leads?
I think you have to wait to do the leads.
Oh, after, yeah. She's probably right. You got to wait till you're approved before you get charged the lead fee. That's
correct.
That one file that's marked. It popped out, so I had to put more stuff under it. So don't twist your foot on it. Okay.
Correct. We got to submit your insurance, run the background check to get you approved for that section. And while you're doing that, you want to get the reviews on there so we can activate it when you're ready, you know?
How long
That's what I was just going to ask.
So what we sent in writing is that application process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these Google Guaranteed accounts up here, though. When you get everything to us, like, ASAP, like, you get the insurance, the background check stuff in, like, day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks. So while that process is happening, you're going to want to be sending that review link out so that you can get the 5 reviews on the Google Guaranteed page. So when you're ready, we can just activate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's asking if there's any way to expedite it.
That is expedited. Like, so the quickest, I'm going to tell you guys like this, it's really on you to get the stuff in, like, as soon as possible. Because the quickest I've seen one done is, like, 3 days. Like, it went really fast. But on average, it's about 2 to 3 weeks. Because what happens is the background check, it's either going to be through Evident or Pinkerton. If it's Evident, they're going to trigger you a text to scan the front and back of your driver's license. You just want to be on top of that stuff in order to get it through as quick as possible. So we walk you guys through the whole process and we're there for you, but we need you guys to assist, you know, so we can make it happen as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and then the website, we still have not gotten around to building a website. Who would help us build that and stuff?
We include one. So you're going to have a technician assigned to your company. You'll actually have two because you'll be on two different programs. So for the base program, they're going to be doing the website, your social media ads, the Google listing for the map section. And then you're going to have another tech assigned to your company that's managing your Google Guaranteed leads. And I'll be like your point of contact. So you'll have my direct line too. If you guys have any questions ever, I'll just get you to the right department, you know?
Okay. Anything else, Ben?
Your company, if you want to do that, go for it.
All right. What do you need from me right now, though?
So let me verify business information first off, and then I'll get your client interview scheduled, okay, for both Google Guaranteed and for the base program as well. The company, so it's registered as Landco Reno. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You said base? Oh, yeah, it is an LLC. I keep forgetting to use that, but.
Okay, so it's Landco Reno LLC. On the registration. Okay, we're going to want it to all match, you know. So the address I have for you, too, is 3765 Horizon Drive in Columbia, 17512. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And you want that address hidden online, right?
Yeah, because that's our house.
Perfect. All right, so hide address.
I never thought about that either. How would we show up on the map section if we don't have an address?
So all we do is hide the address. You're going to have a pin that shows up there, and what will happen is instead of them being able to GPS to you, they're going to click to call you. So we handle that all on our end. You're still going to rank in the map, but we're going to hide the address.
Okay.
A long time ago when you used to do that, it would hurt your rankings, but Google switched it because they understand you guys go to the client. They don't come to you a lot of the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wondered about that because, like, I don't know how that stuff works if you don't have a business address.
Yeah, you'll notice, like, some companies up there will have it hidden, like, currently even. You know, like, who is this? B&M Home Improvement. They have a map listing, but they don't have their address showing. So they just had it set up properly. You know?
Okay.
Alright, now, let's see, this phone number, the 717-696-0911, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yeah.
Okay, and is that where you want the Google Guaranteed lead forwarding to as well?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And service radius, so I know you guys have different things going. You have the social media ads, you have the Google Map listing, and Google Guaranteed as well. How far do you want to target?
Like a radius, or?
You can do a radius, or you can even do specific cities as well. It's completely up to you.
Can you do counting?
Say it one more time.
Can you do it by counting?
I can. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you could keep it to Lancaster and York, that'd be good.
Okay.
York can get pretty far away, though, depending on what side of York it's on.
Okay. So York County,
right on the
river. And then what was the other one?
Lancaster County.
Lancaster County. Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'm from Orange County, you know, so I want to make sure I had it right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and what you can do, like, on Google Guaranteed specifically in the social media ads, if you guys want to take, like, areas out of York County, you can too, okay? So I'll have them go over that with you as well.
Yeah, because some of that's pretty far away.
Yeah. And let's see. Okay, the email address for you, it's the nozhome3765@gmail.com, right? That's where you want everything sent? Okay. Perfect. And just for account purposes...
Clients don't see that, do they?
No. What we can do on your website, we offer Google Workspaces, too. So I'll have your technician that's creating the website go over that with you as well.
Okay.
And Google Guaranteed, it doesn't have the website because we don't want you to get charged for, like, website visits. You're only getting charged when you have a lead and you actually speak to the person for Google Guaranteed, and you have to schedule an appointment or quote them. Okay.
Okay.
What's your last name, Miles, just for account purposes?
No.
Just like the email, gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And, your wife, we're adding her on as an authorized user too, right?
I guess not.
Okay.
She just got a full-time job yesterday, so.
Okay. Well, when I add her on, it's just like if she was to call on her own, then she can make any changes with the technicians too. But if I don't add her, they have to call you first to get confirmation. So do you want me to just add her name on here at least, or just leave it off?
Well, what do you think, Ben?
I mean, I'm not
going to
be there doing any of the work, but I can call for you.
Is it just to make changes to the account?
It's just so she's an authorized user, so if she calls in, she's able to make changes if she wants. If I don't add her and she talks to somebody else, we'll have to call you first to get approval.
All right, we'll just add her then.
All right, perfect. I'm sorry, what's her first name again?
Sierra.
Yeah. Sierra Noss. And I'm just putting her name, that way if she calls, they know, okay?
Alright.
Okay, so the next step to this, I'm going to schedule two client interviews for you. One will be for, like, your website, your local search engine optimization, and I'm also going to do a separate one for Google Guaranteed. The Google Guaranteed client interview, though, or onboarding appointment, you're going to want to have that application filled out and submitted before conducting that. And I'm going to have that sent to you here in just 1 second via text message and via email. Okay? Before I schedule those for a time that works best for you and get the confirmation email sent to you, for the billing information, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Miles Noss on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
I don't know. I gotta go check it out. Hold on.
All right, take your time, brother. Start assigning your package in the meantime.
How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Uh, Yeah, it's Miles W. Noss.
All right, Miles W. Noss. Got it. W like William, right?
Hold on, sorry, you came off speaker.
Oh, it's W like William, right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. And the billing address, is it the same 3765 Horizon Drive?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And the card you're going to be using, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
4118-7100-0204-1973.
Expiration?
528.
All right. And the CVC code?
792.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technicians, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it will ask you a few questions that are already asked, okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lenko Reno LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Miles Noss, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is April 2nd, 2024, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $499 for the ideal package. That's platinum package and Google guaranteed combined. Okay. Your billing will automatically renew on the second day of each month in the amount of $249 for the platinum package. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, awesome. And now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right, so let me get these client interviews scheduled. So the first one, we're going to block off a full hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so. And normally, so what they have me do is I'll do the Google guaranteed onboarding in the same call, but I don't want to do that because I want to get you expedited results like you guys asked for. So we're going to schedule a separate onboarding with your actual Google guaranteed tech too. Okay.
Okay.
So, for the client interview for the base program, right, you don't have to have the application submitted. I could have that done for you as soon as 6 p.m. today. Would that work for you?
No. We're at the job right now, so.
Okay. Got it. What time works best for you tomorrow? Let me ask you that.
What am I even going to do tomorrow? I can probably do a shitload tomorrow. You think Thursday?
Thursday would probably be better than Thursday.
Alright. Yeah, I know we were in a rush, but we're probably going to have to wait till Thursday.
All good, all good. Just what you guys are going to want to do is either tonight or tomorrow when you guys have time, try to have that application filled out. That's the biggest thing. And what I'll do is I'll have them on the lookout for it so I can, as soon as you guys send it, I'll have them submit it to Google. That way it'll kind of speed things up at least, you know?
Okay.
So what time on Thursday works best for you guys? We have 10 a.m. the earliest for the client interview,
yeah,
and they have as late as 6 p.m.
Are you going back to work?
Oh, wait. No, I have work. I have work Thursday. I forgot. I'm not going this
You're
week.
Not going?
No.
No. Shit. What is this one for again? I'm sorry.
So this one's for to go over, like, your keywords, the website, like, how you want that to look, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I kind of want you for that.
When I get off work then.
Tomorrow?
I mean, tomorrow you said we're going to be busy. I thought you said Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday I'm going to be busy too, so it don't matter.
What's the latest?
Yeah, what's
the latest? Is 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I just leave early one of these days, I don't know. We'll go out to the car.
I would just take a 5, probably we could come back and then work. So it's a 5 p.m. ago.
All right. Is there anything at 5 tomorrow?
There is. Yeah, we have a 5 o'clock. And then 5 o'clock today doesn't work, right?
No.
No.
We're okay.
Trying to get something done here.
It's okay. Usually they want 30 minutes to prep for it anyways, but I was just trying to, like, kind of accommodate. I was going to message them. But let me book it in for tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So you guys are going to get an email calendar invite titled Local Splash CI for Client Interview, EN for English, okay?
Okay.
1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you know it's coming. And the way this works, they're going to call from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, which I'll try to be available for it for sure, but I'm going to call first and just introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I got that scheduled for tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and then I want to do a separate – how is 6:30 okay for you guys tomorrow for the Google Guaranteed appointment?
Kind of weird, but yeah, that's
or even – because that one, the application needs to be in. So if you guys want – even like Friday or Thursday, like whatever, it's only a 30-minute window for the Google Guaranteed appointment. What time would work good for you guys on that?
I guess just do 6 tomorrow, too. Just get it all done at 1.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Here, let me make sure. Okay, they have a 6 o'clock, too.
5 and 6. That's going to happen. Probably not going to have time anyway.
That way it just gets the ball rolling on everything, too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So you're going to get another email calendar invite, Local Splash. It'll say LSA onboarding appointment, okay? And this way
okay.
I'll have your actual tech be able to, like, check the application to submit it through properly. And if it's evident that's doing the background check, they'll automatically trigger you the text to be able to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay.
Okay.
Just kind of have that with you. Okay. So let me shoot this out. I'm going to explain these emails to you in just 1 second. And I know you guys are on a job site. So are you guys able to pull the emails up now or no?
Yeah, I probably can. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Here. So let me get you through these. Let me just send this off to them real fast. Okay. So, when you sign up, you get a bunch of emails. So, let me just kind of explain these, okay? So, first one, go ahead and pull up the one that says initial invoice.
Initial invoice.
Yes, sir. Okay. So, that one, there's a blue hyperlink when you pull it up. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that link. Okay. This is going to show you everything that you're paying for in writing, which is everything that I went over with you. Okay, so take some time to review it, right? But at the bottom, it will show you how your pricing breaks down, too, like what everything is that you're paying for. and then it will have you check a few boxes certifying you're an authorized user on the card, and you agree to receive text messages, and then it will have you type your name in and hit confirm. Okay, that's going to take you to a username and password screen for your tracking and reporting system, which I'm going to email it to you here shortly.
All right, that's done.
All right, done data. Perfect. Okay, and okay, so do me a favor. Go ahead. You could get out of that now, the login credentials. Go ahead and go to your welcome email now.
Welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, so that one right there is going to have your login credentials, okay, for your username and password and how you log into your dashboard, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, and you guys can do that when you have time, okay? When you go to the other email, so the next one's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Do you see that one? Okay. So that one is for the Google Business Profile Advanced Verification. So any of those photos you have, right, you want to submit them. Anything you don't have, just skip it. But I want to be really clear, that is not for the Google Guaranteed application. That is for the Google Business Profile Advanced Verification. So they're two separate things, okay? So the main one you're going to want to do, because I know you guys want to expedite Google Guaranteed, the last email I want to walk you through, it's going to say Google Guaranteed Campaign Begin. You guys see that one?
Okay.
Okay. So when you click on that, it's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, okay? The main thing where it says get started, you're going to have an application form. It'll be a blue hyperlink. When you click on that, okay, it's going to be a one-page application. You're going to want to fill that out as soon as possible so I can have that submitted to Google to expedite it for you guys, okay?
Okay.
Now, one thing you guys are going to run into on there, it's going to say license. There's not a specific license needed for your vertical and area, so all you do is put NA for non-applicable there and then just move to the next question, okay?
All right.
Okay.
We do have a license. Would that matter?
Just submit it then. If you guys have it handy, just put it on file. That way they have it. But when I did a check for Google Guaranteed, it didn't require one. That's what I saw.
Okay.
Yeah. But you might as well submit it if you have it on hand. You know, that way we have it on file for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So main thing, Google Guaranteed application, right? You want to fill that out. Then move on to the action needed, pictures needed for Google verification when you have a chance. But the main thing is get that Google Guaranteed one through so I can have them expedite that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And if you guys ever have any questions on any of this stuff, you still have my direct line and extension, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I have yours. You probably sent it to me in an email.
I did. I'm going to resend it to you right now. That way you just have it at the top of your text, okay?
All righty.
And then if you guys ever need help with this stuff, you just call me and I can walk you through it all, you know?
Okay. These pictures, like tools and equipment and workplace and stuff, like is all that stuff, like we obviously don't have a workplace. My tools are piled up in this gentleman's bedroom right now.
Skip
like,
it. Main thing is the license and the insurance for the advanced verification.
Okay.
And again, that one that you're looking at is for the Google Business Profiles for the map section. So you got to be on the other one for the Google Guaranteed. Okay.
All right. Do any of these pictures ever end up in like the
no.
ad? Like, okay, it's just
no, it's just Google. Submitted to Google directly, so the client won't see the picture or anything like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that question all the time. Sorry, knew it.
If I stop the picture of this right now, it'd make customers upset. Fucking bedroom's a disaster.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like workplace, skip that one. You're not like a pizza shop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the client, the actual prospect, like your clients won't see it because we don't put it on the website or anything like that.
Okay.
All right. All right, so I'm going to get all your notes over to your tech. Big thing, just the client interview tomorrow, it's scheduled between 5 and 6, and then I have the Google guaranteed onboarding appointment, too, at 6 p.m. for you, just so they can just double-check everything, right? We'll try to make those as brief as possible for you guys. I know you're going to be on a job, you know, but we definitely want to have it so we could just get the ball rolling on everything, okay?
Yeah.
All right, if anything comes up or anything at all to you, just text me and let me know, you know, or you could call, whichever is more convenient for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions in the meantime?
I don't think so.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to get all your notes over. I'm going to tell them to be on the lookout for that application, and that way we can submit it, like, as soon as possible, and we got your appointment scheduled for tomorrow, okay?
All right.
All right, awesome. Congratulations, guys. I know you're going to absolutely love this, and I look forward to being your account lead on this.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. Have a great rest of your night, okay?
You too. Bye. All right.